this is where it all begins.
And how cool is that? And you got the lounge on in the background?
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give a little shout out to Cliffy, too.
Oh, Cliff. Cliff is awesome. We can't wait. Just after 10 o'clock, we got DJ Cliff's mix coming up as well. So we'll certainly let him know that you checked in.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
He's been amazing for so many years.
By the way,
I'm so lucky to have him.
I have to apologize. I thought you were my BFF, Carrie, but you're now my new friend, Carrie, by the way.
I'm going to be your new BFF then.
See, I love that. Hey, thank you so much for checking in on the Lounge Saturdays. I appreciate it, Carrie.
All my love to you guys, and I wish you the best.
All right.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving,
Carrie. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, hon. Thank you.
Bye.
Danny, what an awesome
show.
Awesome
taking the
call. Everybody's checking in. It is great. So you know what? We heard from our friend Frankie, and we heard a great recipe for one of his Thanksgiving recipes. And the other day, I was hanging out at the Wedding and Bar Mitzvah Expo with Tad Bondi and Cliff West. And these really cool guys had a booth next to us, and I just kept eating these amazing Brussels sprouts all day long. And finally, I said, you know, you guys, am I pissing you off or anything? And they're like, no, eat as many as you want, eat as many as you want. So I started talking to this guy, Justin, and he was telling me all about the great gluten-free, allergen-friendly stuff that True Taste Seasonal Kitchen has offerings. But I got to tell you about our friend Justin Sherman here, because I was reading his bio, and I think if I try to ad-lib it, it's just not going to do it justice. Yeah. So you got to hear this, Danny. He started at 12 years old working in his family's catering business, and then he went into the culinary world, apprenticing with caterers, restaurant chefs, pastry chefs, bed and breakfast, bookkeeper, raw bar shucker, coat check, and even a master sommelier before he was formally trained at the prestigious Culinary Institute of America.
Slave labor.
At 18 years old. So that's child slave labor, huh?
Mm-hmm. My parents made me work before it was even legal.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding, huh? So they definitely were getting some free help here. But, I mean, it paid off, because you were externing during college with the James Beard Award winners Jerry Hayden and Claudia Fleming at Amuse.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I was looking just for like a restaurant experience, and these guys just were absolutely amazing. They taught me everything I learned, from like basic charcuterie to just knife skills to working the line. I mean, I burned my arms, cut my fingers, and they just drilled me into the ground until I was a well-oiled machine.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. So New York City, that wasn't you were at David Chang's Momofuku Noodle Bar and over at Danny Meyer's 11 Madison Park.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are just big names in New York, and I just was lucky enough to get in there, and they just taught me some really awesome skills and just how to be an expert and a perfectionist in the kitchen.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you've lived all over this country. You lived all over the world, right?
Yeah, so I was living in Belize at a hotel down there, and I was working as a sous chef and just cooking with Caribbean ingredients, real natural ingredients, which is a lot of what we do at True Taste, which is kind of cool too.
Right.
And so I was just living at a resort and working nonstop and cooking, and that's pretty much what I do my whole life, is just cook and eat and, you know, live.
And now we're here. We're lucky enough to have you here in Massachusetts after about 9 states and 6 restaurants and 25 luxury retirement home restaurants and a fork-to-farm catering business where you cook for private functions. But now you're here with a really cool catering concept. And tell us a little about it. It's True Taste Seasonal Kitchen. Where are you guys out of? Tell us the basics first. Right. How can we find you?
So we're not just a caterer. We're also a virtual restaurant. We're based out of Needham. So you can go online, order our food. We'll deliver it to you in Newton and Needham and Wellesley and Babson. And you can order our food and we bring it to you within an hour. Our food is gluten-free. It's sustainable. The animals that we serve, they are like raised in a nice environment. They're pasture raised. Mm. They're not put in these like farms where they're just enclosed and they're elbow to elbow. They're happy cows, you know, kind of that California thing. But the ingredients that we serve are seasonal, so we're just inspired by what's growing at the time. Both Dan and I lived in California for a long time. Dan's the owner. He grew up in California. And one of the things that we learned out there is just you cook with what's growing at the time, and the food's going to be good if you follow that, you know, that kind of methodology.
It has to be, right?
It is, yeah. So right now we're cooking like squashes and just like mushrooms and just, the sweet potatoes, and it's just, you know, that's what this time of year is about, and you know, that's what Thanksgiving, you know, those are the kind of foods that you're serving this time of year.
Oh, that's awesome. And you mentioned you're gluten-free and allergy-friendly. Now, there are some big misconceptions out there when you're talking about these terms and what that actually means, what a restaurant really is, what the food really is that you're serving, and talk to us about your guys' philosophy of being gluten-free and allergy-friendly.
Well, we are 100% dedicated gluten-free, so a lot of restaurants will offer food that is gluten-free. However, they're going to be around flour. They're going to be around other things that, to some people, it's extremely dangerous for them to ingest, and it can prevent them from digesting nutrition. It can get them very violently ill. So our kitchen has 100% gluten-free, and we are very allergen-friendly, so we don't even cook with dairy in our kitchen. So our recipe for green beans is completely dairy-free, so it's creamy green bean casserole, except there's no cream in it, and it tastes awesome. And I'm not just saying that, it's really, really good. And then any allergies that we have, we're just really friendly about it. We handle our nuts in a separate location in our kitchen so it never cross contaminates. And so we're just really sensitive to those people who have those allergies, but they want really, really good food. And so, you know, that's what we're doing.
Oh, excellent. Now, so for people who are looking to have a gluten-free diet for basic health reasons versus medical reasons, is there a difference that people should be aware of specifically in the restaurant that they need to ask about? And more so when you go into a restaurant, look, I'm gluten-free because, like I said, I work out every day and I just don't want to eat it, but I'm gluten-free. I was telling you, my mother is celiac and gluten-free, or has a gluten allergy, and she has to be super careful. So what are some key questions, some key points that people should ask when you go into a restaurant or a business like yourself?
You know, I think one of the places that cross-contamination probably happens the most, like in the deep fryer. Like, are you deep frying flour in the same, like, deep fryer that you're frying my food in? If I have a gluten allergy, you know, that could be a major issue right there. If you just have a gluten intolerance, it might not be as big of a deal for you. You might just be doing it for the health reasons. I have a cousin who's gluten intolerant, and it just makes him feel sick when he eats it. But if he gets a little bit in there, it's not going to be the end of his day.
Right.
But I've had friends who I went to culinary school with. He has celiac disease, and if he even gets a little bit into
close to it,
it's really makes him violently ill and very, very sick. And so you really need to know, is it being handled around that food? You know, what's being done to properly make sure that I'm not going to get sick if I ingest it? It's just like having a peanut allergy. It's just a different reaction.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. So we really appreciate you coming in here, and we hope you can hang out for a little while longer.
I'd love to.
Excellent. We'll get in a little while. We'll talk about this creamy green bean casserole recipe and maybe some other thoughts about allergies and gluten-free, and talk a little bit more about True Taste, and let everybody know again how they can find you guys. So, Danny, it is the Lounge Thanksgiving special, right?
This is making me hungry.
Making you hungry?
I'm getting very hungry. I know that.
Oh, Sam's getting wicked hungry.
She's drooling.
She is drooling as well. Danny, you think we got something in here that we can play?
A Thanksgiving song?
A Thanksgiving song? I like the third one on the list.
Let me go to the list. One moment, please.
One moment, please.
See, this is live radio where you go on and flip the list and go through it. And should I read all the songs that we have in there?
No.
I'm just kidding. Which one do you want to go into?
The third one.
I Will Survive.
That's the one I want to do. we are having a great time here. It is Lounge Saturdays. It is 91.5 WMFO Boston. This is the Lounge Saturdays. Danny is looking for another fun Thanksgiving song. We appreciate everybody who is hanging out with us. Social media is blowing up. Let me see. Do I have another shout out? Danny, where did all our papers go? What are you doing over there? Joey Brooks, by the way, from Florida, great friend Joey Brooks checked in. And I'm trying to stall here because Danny can't find something. Rachel Amy, what's up? How you doing? Danny,
so I don't have that one. Oh, you're going to kill me. I don't have that one. I know. Aren't you mad at me?
Yeah.
I know. Just a little. Just a little. Can I go to a different one?
No.
What the Weird Owl.
I'm going to sit here. This is called bad radio, where I'm going to make Danny find it out of punishment while he starts to turn beet red and sweats.
I think he is beginning to
All
sweat.
All right, it is the Lounge Saturday.
Oh, there he goes.
It is 91.5.
Just one second, you come in here with that. diggy 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 bong diggy bong. party by the rich and the poor. More and more, you just can't reject it. You're the junkie, and I inject it into your bloodstream. It's like a bad dream. Money's the fiend. Do you know what I mean?
You got it on the lounge. Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. This is how we're doing it for Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. We're having so much fun in the house. We have Sammy, who is grooving over there. How are you doing,
Hi.
Sammy?
How are you? Hey, I am, like, having so much fun tonight. Oh, my God!
You want to do some shouts? You get some peace checking and go for it.
Yes, I'd like to say hi to my buddy, David. Also to my sister, Alex. And also I got another shout out going out to Scott.
Scott Renish.
Yes, Scott.
Easy 99.1.
I've also have to say hi to Steve. And I've got another shout out going out to another friend of mine, Patrick. Got to say hi to him, too.
Patrick.
Awesome. Danny, social media is still blowing up. Big shout out to our friend Chris in Montana and Plainville, Mass. Jimbo in East Bridgewater, Mass. Bob Ryan in Palm Springs, California. Tom Howley in Dallas, Texas. All check in. What a great night. And Danny, it's Thanksgiving, and we still have our great friend Justin Sherman here. Justin, so we were talking about some recipes earlier in Thanksgiving, and you're the chef. You're the executive chef in a sense, but you're really the taste creator. Is that how you deem yourself?
Taste maker, but
taste maker.
I create taste.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So speaking of tastes, we have a great recipe that you brought in for us, right?
Yeah.
And you want to tell us a little bit about it?
All right. So this recipe is not going to give you a heart attack like our friend earlier there, Mr. Frankie.
So we had the gluttonous recipe earlier, heart attack laden, and now we got the gluttonous free.
This one's going to taste good. It's going to taste gluttonous. However, you're not going to have to call it your cardiologist afterwards.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So tell us all about it.
All right,
it.
So this is a creamy green bean casserole, and I worked in senior living homes for several years there, and so I learned what like those classic grandmother dishes were, and one of them was classic green bean casserole, and they loved their green beans out of a can, and they loved the old-fashioned Campbell mushroom soup over it. But I took that nasty recipe, which is actually pretty good because it had French's onions on top too.
Right.
But we made it good. And so this is our creamy green bean casserole. However, we take fresh green beans and we just blanch them in some hot water. Just get them kind of like tender and bright green, you know, not funky looking.
Yeah, I love when you stay that
instead of that green. Campbell's mushroom soup with the cream and the gluten and all that kind of stuff, we take cauliflower and we cook it in some homemade vegetable stock, cook it until the cauliflower is super tender, blend it up, and then add some roasted mushrooms into that blended mixture. So it tastes like creamy mushroom soup.
Right.
However, there's no cream in there.
Oh, my God.
We add in some more like roasted mushrooms in there, put that over the green beans, and we fry up some shallots. We don't do it with any flour. We just cook them right in some olive oil, and then we just bake it off. But you get those crispy shallots still. You get a really creamy sauce, and the green beans taste fresh. They don't taste all funky out of a can, and it tastes just like grandma made, except, you know, it's not going to leave you grabbing your belly and running to the number two, you know, because exactly.
We all know that feeling, right?
But, you know, you make this on Thanksgiving Day, your family's going to be happy.
That is awesome. This is our friend Justin Sherman from True Taste Seasonal Kitchens, the chef extraordinaire. So in your worldly travels, what did you pick up from living all over the world, and what have you continued to incorporate today from what you've learned?
You know, I moved to Belize, and I was talking about that a little while ago, and I had just finished culinary school, and you get into the freshman 50 there, not the freshman 15.
Right.
Because you just eat tons of food, and, you know, there's just tons of processed foods and fatty foods and things like that. When I got there, it was all about whole ingredients and just whole fruits and whole meats and cooking real ingredients, and I lost a ton of weight doing that.
Oh,
and
awesome.
That's what we do here at True Taste, too, is, like, we just cook with real ingredients and cook naturally, and it just makes you feel healthy, and the ingredients speak for themselves, and we're not trying to cover it up with all kinds of sauces and things like that. We're just letting really good ingredients shine. And I've worked with farmers across the country, and they're the ones who are creating the dishes. We're just bringing them all together. We're like painters. We use really good paints, and we just create beautiful pictures. But if we didn't have the good bright, beautiful paints, then we'd have nothing to paint with, you know? So it's all about the farmers and the ingredients that we're cooking with.
A great chef is like a great artist.
Exactly.
Like a great musician is like a great artist. It's amazing.
Exactly.
So we're so psyched that you're hanging out with us tonight. And what do you see in store for True Taste? What do you see happening in the future? You guys expanding? You guys...
Right now we're talking about Taco Tuesdays and Taco Thursdays. But we're a virtual restaurant, so anytime we want to just add another restaurant or another idea, we can just expand into it. We're not a physical location whatsoever. We can kind of morph like the internet morphs and, you know, do what we want to do. So we're going to go in some gluten-free tacos after the holidays. We're kind of excited about that. And, you know, our catering is just blowing up. We just started doing these raspados, which are these snow cone stations, basically based on Mexican raspados.
Yeah.
But it's hand-shaven, and we're doing it like craft cocktail style. So homemade syrups, like cool garnishes. And it just kind of feels like when you go to those old speakeasies, but with like snow cones.
When are you guys going to have a food truck?
We are totally talking about that. We're looking forward to the summertime and doing that. And that's why we're playing with tacos right now. It might be what we're doing.
Awesome, awesome. This is our great friend, Justin Cherman. And tell us again how people can find True Taste, how they can get in contact with you guys, what they can get from you guys, and how the process works.
All right, so we're on TrueTasteKitchen.com. You can order, if you live in Wellesley, Newton, Needham, or Babson, you can order directly from us hot food. Within an hour, we'll get it to you right at your door. If you're outside that range, if you're in Boston, even, you know, we can deliver to your house. We'll do cold meals, like meal prep. So if you have a gluten allergy and you just having trouble finding food that, you know, to get your refrigerator filled and you don't have time to cook, we'll cook for you and we'll deliver right to your door. We have couriers who bring it right to your door, and we work with a lot of people who have that issue. And so we'll deliver all the way to Boston, basically.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah. So give out the website again. Give out your phone number. You're on Twitter, Instagram, everything. What do you got?
So we're True Taste Seasonal Kitchen, and we're at TrueTasteKitchen.com. And our phone number, I wish I knew it off the top of my head.
781-400-5097. And you're right on 301 Reservoir Street, yes. Right in Needham Heights. So you can go there.
You can pick up from us, but we like to deliver it to you and show us our smile.
I love that.
Chef Justin Cherman is here on the lounge. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We hope you're going to stick around for a little while longer.
Definitely.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Danny, what an amazing show we're having.
It's not over yet. We're here until 11 o'clock. We also have our resident DJ of the Lounge Saturdays, DJ Cliff West. His mix is coming up. You don't want to miss this one. Nope. These beats tonight.
And then maybe a little fast forward coming up.
And then we got Brian Baltazar calling in after 10 o'clock, so you don't want to miss this. Like us right on Facebook, Lounge Radio Show, and the hotline to call in is 855-915-9636.
Oh, and Danny, what a great set we got coming up. A little Eenie Kamosi, Hot Stepper, Biz Markie. I got to tell you a story about him when I saw him at Mohegan's Sun. Just a friend. And you know what? The guys that kicked off the entire hip-hop and rap scene, the one and only Sugar Hill Gang with the original song Right Now. It's Rapper's Delight. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
I said a hip. To the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Or to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, cause it costs more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, my Melo is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start pumping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, a rider out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise to the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Good on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me one, to Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie to hip hip hop, but you don't stop.
I'm thankful for my wonderful family.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. On a surprise visit to see my girl girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Hit it! Na 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 na. Here come the hot stepper, I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still have it like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone pressed will hear the fat lady sing. Act like you know Rico. I know what Bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Oh, cha-cha-ching, ching. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still have it like that. Extraordinary, juice like a strawberry. Money to burn, baby, all of the time. Cut to fit, that's me. Fit to cut the shit. Come juggle with me, fix it every time. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Dial emergency number. Still love you like that. Na 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 na. So we do it, man. Na 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 na. Hey, start like a jack. I'm the 90s Jack, that's it, understand? I'm the daddy of the Mac, daddy is a lifting God made me. Ain't no homie gon' play me, top celebrity man. I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still love you like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone test will hear the fat lady sing. Act like you know G-Go. I know what Bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Uh-oh, cha-cha-ching-ching. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still living like that. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up all crew bow ya. Still love you like that. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical danger. Big up a crew in the area. Still love you like that. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. I'm a lemon, I'm a danger. Still love you like that.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian foods to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat in a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right, not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And you are inside the lounge. Saturday nights here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Sammy is still joining us. Thank you so much. Your hair keeps getting more gorgeous, I tell you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I tell
you. I think it's the headphones. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, I put headphones on and it just seems to do its own thing. That's what it's doing.
Evan, I'm super excited. We still have our resident DJ. What's his contract at $1.2
million? $1.2 quintrillion dollars he signed for just a few months ago. So he's living the nightlife and the life courtesy of the lounge, right?
And I can't wait for his mix. Each and every week when we have him on the Lounge Saturdays, completely gets us each and every week. I'm speechless after his. Carrie called in. A big fan of the show. She was waiting for the mix, and it is coming on. Don't you worry.
That'll be a little after 10 o'clock. We're going to have Cliff's crew shout-outs in a little while as well. And our good friend Brian Baltazar is going to be checking in as well. I can't wait to hear that. And I can't wait to share the clip we found from 6 years ago with Brian on the air. He's going to laugh his ass off. Hope he's not drinking.
Or one, or two.
Or five, right?
Five.
Anyways, what a great night of music. We got another great set coming up. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Ring My Bell. LL Cool J, Rock the Bells. Ice Cube, Go Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. Danny, what do you think about that one?
Going right into it. The Lounge Saturdays here. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Yo, baby, you know what's up. Girl, you can call me up. And you and I can talk for hours and hours at a time. This is an invitation to a conversation. So when things get bad, you know I'll be there to soothe your mind. Just call me up on the telephone when you're all alone. And I give you a verbal massage until your man gets home. Or if you want to, you know what you could do? Well, you could always hop in your car. Children's
don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail, double L, must rock my bell. You've been waiting and debating for oh so long. Till starving like Marvin for a Cool J song. If you cried, I thought I died, you definitely was wrong. It took a thought, plus a voice to create a law. Taking off, eel up now with the Cool J force.
I'll cut ya, headbutt ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk, you a sucker. Here to let you know, boy. Oh boy, I make dope, but don't call me dope boy. This ain't no kind of motion.
motion picture. I got your trigger, my homie get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
check. So come on and chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Chickity check.
Yeah, that's right.
Chickity check.
Tricks wanna step the cube and then they get played. Cause they trick made, pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifo, cause that's a knifeo. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate little tricks, claiming that they floating bait. But steady talking noise in a holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They sing you to Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your smoke. You're gone, used to be the dime one. Now your name is just Twan. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause big D's in your mouth is bad for your health.
Tickety check.
Punk.
Run a make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a 3-8 slug to your cranium.
I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing and kill you when that noise you're stressing? Trick, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood rat.
Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the claps. And who needs applause at a time like this? Pop the coochie in your dent. The trick is a Miami hurricane head. Sprung, people call her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, and you're stuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Trick, you better run a check.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yourself.
Cause tricks like you is bad for my health.
Jiggy check.
Pump your brakes.
Jiggy check.
Yeah.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Yo, 9-Trey remix.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us dads can't make it like we're supposed to do. The dining room, 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 we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazines with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me?
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says you gotta stop till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Oh yeah, mama, she told me don't worry about the pie.
Don't worry.
She said I'd burn them because I screw up everything I try.
He cannot cook it. He's gonna
she
burn
said
it.
Your stuffing is dry and your casserole's made of wrong.
It looks like pudding. Disgusting.
So get this baster and timer and go ahead and move along. And so I'm all about that bass,
I got my black book for a freak to call. Picked up the telephone and dialed the 7 digits. Said, yo, this Marquise baby, are you down with it? I arrived at a house, knocked on the door, not having no idea of what the night had in store. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for love, cause me so horny.